Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has condemned the attack on a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, vowed to pursue terrorists until they're wiped out. He spoke at a meeting of top defense officials in Riyadh on combating terrorism. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zuna said Middle Eastern countries have borne the brunt of terrorist attacks.
The problem, of course, is that Saudi Arabia has its own political agenda, as with other nations. You know, fighting terrorism, while certainly a legitimate cause, has been used to advance more narrow interests.
There is yet no claim of responsibility for the mosque attack that left more than 300 worshippers dead. Gunmen were seen carrying the Islamic State black flag. Saeed Sadek is with the Canadian University in Cairo.
They picked this mosque because there are many tribes in this area supporting the army. And so they picked this time, a soft target, time for the prayer when everybody is totally in, praying and not looking around.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has vowed to bring those responsible for the attack to justice. The Catholic priest, Fidelis Mukaroni, who mediated former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's resignation last week, described the former leader as appearing relieved when he signed the document ending 37 years in power.
So it was not that someone had to bang the table, but it was smooth sailing.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, a longtime Mugabe ally who was sacked earlier this month by the former leader, was sworn in as his replacement. Mnangagwa says he values democracy and will tackle corruption. This is VOA News. Indonesian authorities have raised the alert for a volcano on Bali to the highest level and ordered people with 10 kilometers within that area to evacuate, while Bali's international airport has been closed for at least 24 hours. In Australia, Emil Janssens of the Bureau of Meteorology said volcanic ash is being emitted.
About 9 o'clock on Saturday night, the volcano woke up and started emitting ash. Been increasing in intensity, so slowly getting stronger over that period. We're seeing the plume on satellite imagery up to around 9,000 meters above sea level.
Volcano has shifted from steam-based eruptions to magmatic eruptions, although a major eruption is not expected. A ship carrying food has been allowed to dock at a rebel-held Yemeni port, the first relief ship to enter the port in 3 weeks after the Saudi-led coalition lifted its closure on all entry points in a bid to shut off weapons shipments. In the capital, Sana'a, an aircraft and nearly 2 million doses of vaccine landed, along with humanitarian aid workers. But UN Children's Agency spokesman Gert Cabaleri said more help is desperately needed.
I reiterate my plea to everyone with a heart for children, indeed, not to prevent us from delivering what is urgently needed.
United Nations says more than 11 million children are in need of humanitarian aid in Yemen, with some 7 million facing famine. Stepped-up government artillery and airstrikes killed at least 23 civilians in rebel-held Eastern Ghouta. That's a region outside the Damascus capital, despite being part of a de-escalation zone. Meantime, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports as many as 53 civilians were killed in Deir ez-Zor, the province, by Russian airstrikes targeting Islamic State fighters. Latest violent proceeding scheduled talks on Tuesday, the UN-sponsored Geneva peace talks. Cuba held municipal elections Sunday, a year after the death of communist leader Fidel Castro, but Inter-American League Dialogue senior fellow Peter Hockham says the elections are not the start of a new era in Cuba.
There have been elections of this sort for years. Maybe here there's a little more openness, a little more discussion of issues. But frankly, this is all done in an atmosphere where people are still under tremendous repressive, regimented regime. There's no indication that this is moving the country, that this is a step toward openness.
No opposition candidates were allowed to compete in Sunday's voting. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.